This is the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths. Our subject for this program, the opening of the books. The hope for the future of the human family is as bright as the promises of God's Word. Received a letter from one of our listeners asking us to discuss Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. It is a long reading, but here goes. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, I have a lot of questions, but first, this program is under the auspices of the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with many Bible study classes and the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, Ed, John says he saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. How do the dead stand before God?
First, Russell, let's get the setting of the text clearly in mind. It's a wonderful promise of the Bible which outlines the blessings of the future day of judgment. In the day of judgment, the entire unbelieving world of mankind will be awakened from death and be put on trial for life.
And these are the ones who stand before God?
That's right. The thought is that when the people are awakened from the sleep of death, God will look favorably upon them, and thus they will stand before Him. You see, that will also be the time when Christ's kingdom is exercising divine authority in the earth. The preceding verse speaks of this. A throne symbolizes that kingdom authority.
Ed, I like that explanation. However, that's only the beginning of the text. The next part says that when the dead, small and great, stand before God, the books are opened. On the surface, that doesn't sound encouraging. If those books contain a record of each individual's past life, it will be at least rather embarrassing when they are opened and their contents revealed.
Russell, do you think that God would need to look up the record of a sinner's life in order to determine his worthiness or unworthiness of everlasting life?
Well, that's what the Bible says. What, then, is meant by the opening of the books?
You know, Russell, God is His own interpreter, and in Isaiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 18, He gives us a definite clue as to the symbolism of the books and what is implied by their being opened. In this passage, we're told about a book that is sealed, a book that could not be understood either by the learned or by the unlearned, but finally this book is opened. In that day, the text says, the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Why, Ed, that sounds as though the opening of the books in the day of judgment is simply that God will then reveal His truth to the people, that those who have been spiritually blind and spiritually deaf will have their eyes and ears opened.
Yes, it's the very same thought as the promise which states that the knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
At the same time, though, the text states that the dead will be judged out of the things written in the books.
That's right. But it also says according to their works. The works are thus shown to be something different from what is written in the books. Briefly, Russell, the books symbolize the knowledge of God and His standards of righteousness, His will for the people. This knowledge will be revealed to the people during the judgment day. When God's judgments are in the earth, Isaiah wrote, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. This means that the things written in the books will constitute the basis of trial, judgment, and the people will be judged according to the manner in which the works they then perform are found to conform to the revealed will of God, the open books.
Thank you. The text also speaks of another book which is opened, however. This is called the Book of Life. What does that mean?
Well, this, of course, is another symbolism. The dead who stand before God and who are judged upon the basis of their obedience to God's will as written in the open books formerly had their names listed in what we might speak of as a book of death, for they were all in Adam's book. Paul states the matter in a slightly different manner, but meaning the same, saying, as in Adam, all die.
I will finish your text, because I've heard you quote it before. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Is
and
that
how right?
Right
you are, Russell. And Christ's book of life will be open for all mankind during the day of judgment. You see, the opening of that book is not for the purpose of discovering whose names are there, but to give the opportunity for entering the names of those who, according to their works, prove their love for truth and righteousness.
But Ed, in the last verse of the chapter, it is stated that whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How does that harmonize with what you have just said?
Well, perfectly, Russell. For the reference is to the end of the judgment day period, when all the world will have had an opportunity to prove their worthiness of being enrolled in the book of life.
Thank you. That does sound reasonable. But, Frank, again, what is the lake of fire? Is that the same as the Bible hell?
No, Russell, because in the preceding verse we're told that hell will also be cast into the lake of fire. Hell is simply the condition of death.
I think I'd better read that again, Ed. Here it is. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
You will notice, Russell, that the lake of fire is said to be the second death. The lake of fire is a symbol of destruction.
That means that death and hell will ultimately be destroyed?
Exactly right. In the next chapter of Revelation, we're told that there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor sighing, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. As the poet has beautifully stated it, even death itself will die.
Does that mean that those who go to the Bible hell will not stay there forever?
The thought of hell giving up its dead is just another way of expressing the idea of the resurrection of the dead. It's because hell gives up its dead that they will have an opportunity, as we have seen, to stand before God, not condemned, but to have His favor manifested by giving them a knowledge of His will, as pictured by the opening of the books, during the thousand-year reign of Christ and His church.
And it will all take place right here on the earth. Is that what the Bible definitely teaches?
Yes, the entire testimony of the Bible on the subject shows that that is true.
Ed, didn't Jesus say something about all nations being gathered before Him in the judgment day?
Yes, that's in the parable of the sheep and the goats. That parable is explained in the little book entitled The Day of Judgment. Will you please tell our listeners about the book, The Day of Judgment, and how they can obtain a copy free?
With pleasure, Ed. Friends, as I glance through this little book, I am convinced that it is one you will want to have on your must list for reading, for it discusses every phase of the Day of Judgment. As Ed just said, it explains the parable of the sheep and goats and answers many questions such as, what is the lake of fire? Is there hope for those who have died in unbelief? Why does the Bible describe the judgment day as a time of great joy for the people? What is contained in the books which are to be opened in the judgment day? And what is the book of life? I could go on and on, raising questions which are answered in the Day of Judgment, but you will have to get it in order to appreciate fully its real value, and it is yours simply for the asking. Just send a card or a letter to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City, and ask for the judgment book. Just the one word, judgment, is all you need to remember. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, that is 6060, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for the judgment book, and it will be mailed to you free, and of course, without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.